All right. Go right ahead. You're on the air.
A very good afternoon.
Oh, yes.
Thank you. You're a guest.
Okay, good. Hi, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
How are you all doing?
I'm good.
Okay.
My take on it, until the new administration decided to get back a Barbados National Bank or a Barbados Investment Bureau, you will always be in this dilemma where the banks are concerned. Now, there are lots of talks in your program this morning where you're explaining the situation of the banks and then some people are defending the banks. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to ask one question. I think on a previous program I mentioned, up to 2012, you were getting a 4.5% return on your savings. After the changeover, where central bank gave commercial banks permission to make a decision on interest rates, you are now at 0.01. Now, all the years when banks were liquid and they were profitable and they're still profitable, they were giving you a decent return on your money. But at the same time, we are hearing of all the difficulties they have to go through. But yet still, common sense tells me you take your money and lend it with loans, mortgages, drafts, transfers, credit cards, all kind of different things that create tons of interest. At the end of your report, they can tell you they make a substantial profit. So today, we want to find out the direction in which the banks are going. Is it that they want to, in some way, cut off the savings accounts? Are they controlled by the overseas mother bank to tell them that we are only going to do A or B? This thing is very puzzling.
It's not puzzling at all. Two things from talking to the people I know in the commercial banking sector. One, they feel the Caribbean market in general and the Bajan market, perhaps just too small, not enough people to give them an opportunity to expand at their base, one. Two, the banks are liquid. You've heard Sanka say so on more than one occasion.
Yeah.
At one point, it was important to encourage savings in order to have money to lend out. Mm-hmm. And that's how the banks made their profits on the spread. So you pay a 3% interest to get people to bring their money in. For fixed deposits, they went up to 5-7%, sometimes 8, depending on, you know, people who had $1 million to put down, they would give them a nice rate. Some even went as high as 10 when I was in the banking sector. And then the bank, being controlled by central bank, could only charge you, 10%. Prime was 10, or you get 12% plus. So they charge 13% on a loan. When they deregulated the central bank controls and removed the rates that you had to pay on savings, banks did pretty much whatever they wanted to. All the banking instruments that were around when I was in banking were removed over a period of time. Mm-hmm. Savings plus, 50 plus, trying to get people, all those things went out the window. Even junior savers were hit after a period of time. So what you had was a change in the focus of the banks. They didn't need deposits to lend out money. Mm-hmm. The problem remains, sir, that until or people change what Sanka keeps calling the culture that says, I want to go into Bank X because I want to say I've been banking there since it was Barclays, DCO, Democratic Cooperative and Overseas, that no longer exists. It is not about bashing banks. It's about making choices based on what's available in the market. And I'm going to go back to Algie and the guys and say to them, this is where educating your publics from a very early age begins. When you go into schools to talk to them about credit unions and saving their money and the best way to invest, this is where it has to start. We're not going to fix the oldsters like myself, Algie young still, but the oldsters like myself, the oldsters like myself who at, you know, my age decide, you know, and it can't go under the mattress again or in the tot. So what you have to understand is this. It is no longer important for the bank to woo you. It's like you and the girl. Once you get in, you know, in the army, you ain't got to woo her no more. It's the same thing. We that's like to be wooed, Dennis, but we're not being wooed. That's the problem. Full stop.
Dennis.
Yes, sir.
That is some girls, though.
Well, sorry, those that I know, I have to keep wooing them. I lose two because fellas like Al Jesus come across with a better rate.
You're fortunate, but that is what I want to say. This is what I want to say, Dennis, to your guest. My position is that in Barbados right now, and you all are very, very right. You have to search in other areas of investments. Now, there are lots of people out there in the private sector that are willing to invest and willing to give you a decent return. Hello?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Yeah. I'm still with you?
Yes, you're still with us. Go right ahead.
Yeah. What has happened is that lots of people, because of what Sanka explained, which is right, they want to remain in the banking system. Step outside of the box, agents, and look at other areas of investment for your monies.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. The question, of course, what can the government do? What can this government do now to make a change? Should they get the central bank to impose the regulation of a minimum interest rate? Should we be discussing that as well? I just leave it to the callers. This is Brass Tacks Sunday. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi, Sanka.
Hello.
I believe your question is one that is timely, and that is something that we would have to focus on. But I just wanted to add a little bit to what Dennis was saying earlier as to what are some of the things that we may not be focusing on, and that is the high liquidity in the banking system, the fact that they don't need to go after our monies anymore. And as a result, now they probably can make decisions as to how much they will want to have coming in. And as was said earlier, are they prepared to maintain persons who are just having an account that breathe? It just, as soon as the money comes in, it goes back out. And we need to add also to some of the challenges that I heard recently that the banking system is experiencing. And that is the challenge from the corresponding banks, where they're finding it difficult now to have the relationship with the corresponding banks, which would be, in my own terminology, would be similar to a reinsurer in the insurance industry. That is another challenge, but I believe it's a whole process of education that needs to take place in our environment here in Barbados, whereby persons can understand what is happening and how they need to reposition themselves.
All right, thank you very much. Just let me read this message. A deposit is a liability to a financial institution, whereas the assets are the loans payable. The profit is the difference or the spread. In the United States, this is actually negative, and all banks in the United States make money from fee income. This is beginning to happen here in Barbados, and it will eventually affect the credit unions as well. It has started to happen in credit unions in the United States and Canada. Your response, Shirley? Are you still with us, right? Yes, Shirley? Miss Bess?
Hello?
Yes, did you hear that?
Sorry, no, I didn't hear that part.
Okay, it says that what is beginning to happen in credit unions in the United States and Canada is that about fee income, because that's how a lot of banks in the United States make their money. And it's beginning to happen in the United States and Canada. And this person is saying that eventually it will start affecting the credit unions here as well. So I just want to get a response from you on that.
Well, if this do come to the credit union movement, I don't see it right away coming to affect the credit union movement. But if it do come to the credit union movement, I'm sure that the credit union management and the team available would do all in their powers to make sure that minimum fees go out to the members.
I see. Actually, you want to respond as well?
Yeah, I can agree with the comment. There will be some point in time where we'll have to look at our fee structure. I mean, what we have in place has been in place for the last 10 years or so. But where we prefer to focus on right now is simply making our operations a lot more cost efficient right now. Mm-hmm. So that's really where the focus is right now. We can always think about fees a little later, but at this point in time, and then the other thing too, we're not going to just impose fees without some input from our members to at least get them to understand why we have to do this, not just a matter of dropping a whole set of new fees on you and they don't understand what is happening. I think it is important for our members to understand why fees may have to be increased or why additional fees may have to be imposed, but it is for them to understand and for them to accept this. They have essentially to do this. We want them, when the time comes, we want for them to essentially permit us to do so.
This right, and may I also add that the credit union movement is about generating revenue from fees, but our main focus is not on fees to our members.
I didn't quite hear that.
Hello?
Yes, could you repeat that again?
I was saying that the credit union is about generating revenue, but our main focus is not to offer large fees to our members. Okay. We don't focus on fees.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Correct.
But I'm playing devil's advocate here, as I usually do. We're having this conversation, but as a person here is saying, we're just talking. What is next? What can we actually tell Barbadians right now of what they can do to deal with this situation? And I'm not trying to put you guys here on the spot, but seriously, I mean, we've said to Barbadians, look, the credit union movement, we've said to them, the banks are imposing these fees because banks make money by basically using fees or making money off of the loans. And there's a lot of liquidity in the system right now. And this way, as Dennis said, they don't have to woo you like they had to woo you before. The credit unions are a little different. They don't make as much profit because you become a shareholder. You as an individual, when you come and make your deposit, become a shareholder. So they act a little differently. And that is where we are at now. But Barbadians are going to be paying more money in taxes or in user fees for different things, as the IMF basically is indicating in their press release that was released on Friday. So that will be coming in another few weeks or months. So people don't want to pay any more money. So what can they do now? What do they do with the situation at the banks? Do they lobby each representative in parliament and to try to get them to do something about it? What can be done? I want to hear some responses.
Well, I will start off because I know we're coming close to the end of the program.
Yes.
So I will start off as a credit union member. That one, we said shareholders. That one share gives you your right to vote on any issues related to the credit union. Therefore, you as the individual have to make that decision. You're either going with persons that are charging you fees for just walking through the door, or you're going for persons that are going to give you that human aspect to everything you do. At the end of the day, the banks are looking, their objective is to make profits for their shareholders. The credit union objective is to make profits for their members. The returns on all of the savings we get goes right back to the members. Credit unions are basically about giving that personalized service experience. The bank is looking at just profit. So at the end of the day, you have to make sure that when you make a decision, that you make a decision to go with who is giving you what you're looking for at the end of the day. I welcome any Barbadian out there, whether it is in Barbados or overseas, to make contact with the Barbados Workers Union Credit Union, where we can sit down, have a discussion with you, whether it's by the phone. We have the technology to do Skype meetings for those persons overseas too. So we are welcoming you to give us a contact. We are online and come in and discuss with us so that we can give you the way forward in terms of cutting down on those fees that are being charged at the bank.
We'll send you our invoice for that, Ada. Archie.
Very well put, Shirley.
And I want to also add, too, that at the Barbados Workers Union Credit Union, we are offering business accounts. And I must say, within the last couple of years, within the last 3 years or so, we have found that we have a number of small business persons coming to the Barbados Workers Union Credit Union. So that says that we are doing something good. And these persons are not complaining about not having a checking account because they're getting the service they're looking for.
All right,
we give you those checks free of cost.
All right, thanks. Algie, before you respond, and Sherlyn, just keep listening because we have 4 minutes to go. But I just got this WhatsApp in and I think it's quite interesting. Competition will drive down the interest on loans, which will impact credit union profitability. Indeed, the banks now have the tools to possibly cripple the credit union movement because they can manipulate the loan rate downward, which does not affect their profitability like it would a credit union. Could I get a response to you to close the program on this?
Okay, as I said in my opening remarks, we exist essentially not for profit, not for charity, but for service. We're here to serve our members. Now, in so doing, there will be some fees, and our members do understand that, I'm sure. What we're doing is trying to increase our suite of services to our members so that from cradle to the grave, we can serve our members. And that's what we really want to do. Whether they be here in Barbados or in the diaspora, as Shirlene said, we are here to serve our members. I'm not here to get in a debate as to whether or not you should take your money from the bank or whatever, but I'm here to say at COB, if you want good service, you come to COB. That's what you
want. What about the banks being able to cripple the credit unions because they can actually drive down the loan rate downward?
Really and truly, look, credit union, the whole credit union movement started out of hard times where persons could not fund their businesses and so on. And it is where credit unions do best in hard times. This is what a credit union is all about. So I can't see the banks dropping their interest rates, driving us from business, because we're set up to operate and to do well in hard times.
All right, thank you, Algie Herewood. Shirlene Best, thank you very much. And you're from the Barbados Workers Credit, Barbados Workers Union Credit Union. Thank you so very much for joining us today. And ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed this program. Based on the volume of WhatsApp messages and the number of calls that we've had, I can tell that a lot of people are plugged in spite of the fact that we had the World Cup final on. In fact, a guy wrote here, WhatsApp, you have this interesting program on and the World Cup at the same time. So that's how the cookie crumbles. Anyhow, I certainly hope that you found it educational, and I certainly hope it makes you realize that there are alternatives and that you need to explore those alternatives. And as the person from the banking sector pointed out, the banks offer only, the interest was just a small amount of on your investment when you put that money there, but there you have to look at investment opportunities as well, not just depositing your money. You have to look at those investment opportunities. So on that note, we bid you adieu.